things to see.
Yeah, a little Gene Watson, Branson live show some years back. I went down there as a little boy, a little kid with my family, and then when I had kids, we took our little kids down there, and me and Jan's been there many times, and really enjoy Branson, Missouri. What
Love
a great
it.
Time. This is your host, Ray Eye. You're listening to Eyes on the Outdoors, live, mobile, on demand, with the Vogelvogler, Matty G. And this next gentleman we got on the line with us, Missouri. Enjoy the show. Outdoor marketing, mofishing.com, is great guy, Scott Pauley. Mr. Pauley, good morning.
Hey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great.
Beautiful something like this morning. Wind.
Well, that's not sounding good, Scott. Try it again. Move your phone a little bit. See if we can hear you.
Okay.
There you go.
Hear me now?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
All right. I'm trying to stand 9 feet tall.
There you go. You're good.
I can get some signal.
Yeah, you got some signal right there. We got you good.
Oh, it was a great time. It was good to see everybody. And, you know, Branson's always fun. There's so much to do there. We take it for granted sometimes. We kind of forget about all the fun things there are to do in Branson.
You know, you were out there running around with a bunch of them outdoor media folks, and you're quite the guy to have to deal with Bob Whitehead and Bill Cooper.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough job, but somebody's got to stand up and take care of things.
That's true. So what do you do with Missouri Enjoy the Show, Scott?
Well, I am a contractor with the Division of Tourism, and it's my job to travel around and educate folks on all the great things there are to do in Missouri and what great outdoor opportunities that we have here.
Absolutely. Yes. And have to say, you do a pretty good job.
Well, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. We've been doing it a long time.
Yes, yeah.
24 years.
My goodness. Has it been that long? Wow.
24 years, yeah.
Awesome.
So it's as some people say, the greatest job in America, and that may be absolutely correct.
I was kind of thinking that way. You know, you're out in a fishing tournament promoting Missouri. Good for you.
So, yeah, and like I say, it's good to be on the water.
And, of course, you probably would more than recommend some of the lakes down in Branson.
Oh, Table Rock Lake is absolutely my favorite lake
right.
in America, and I've traveled all over the country. I love Table Rock Lake. I think it's the most beautiful lake in the country. You know, Bull Shoals is a great fishery, too. It's a beautiful lake. It's difficult sometimes because
yeah.
it's so darn clear down there.
Right.
Sometimes 40-foot visibility, but, boy, it's a great fishery, too. And I love to go catch some trout on Taneycomo.
Yes,
especially
indeed.
In the winter.
Now, we're going to talk to Tate here a little later. He's with the Branson Tourism. The girls couldn't come on. We're going to talk to him about that. Well, you know, it was great seeing you again, my friends. Always great to travel and see you guys. And we want to wish you a lot of luck on the lake. Got kind of a bad connection. So we just wanted to get you on this morning and do a little quick recap and say hello and appreciate what you're doing for us, friend.
All right. Good to be with you, Ray. Y'all have a good day. I'm going to get back at it.
I know you got a fish, brother. Thank you, Scott. See you, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Is that awesome or what? He is a great guy. And sometime we're going to get Bob. I'm not going to spoil it. We're going to bring Bob Whitehead in on the show, and he's going to tell some history about Scott Pauley. And you guys better be listening when Bob comes in and starts talking about Scott. This man has done everything, and he's tremendous with the Missouri tourism, is what he does for Missouri.
I think we forget how lucky we are in this state,
yeah.
the amount of activities.
He told me he didn't think he'd have any cell service at all, and it was pretty bad at first, but we finally got it. Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri is a 1980s theme park. And we went to what I also enjoyed, and they closed it, but they brought it back, was the Shepherd of the Hills. Yeah. You know, from one book, you know, all that developed down there. And what a great time. And I took my kids when they were little, and our tour guys, we was going in and said, you know, was talking about the late 1800s and what was going on. And there was, and the horses, and my daughter's like 6 years old. She goes, and look at that. Those horses are still here after all those years.
Some old horses.
Yeah, those old horses. But what a great time in Branson. You know, it never gets old, and it's always a lot of fun. Old time Christmas. Now, Marty, my brother Marty goes to that every year, him and Sue. There's 7 different festivals and a variety of entertainment and activities throughout the year at Silver Dollar City. Silver Dollar City opened in 1960. Has it been that long ago? He's looking bad. He's all cracking. All right. Okay, here we go, guys, boys and girls. I'm going to set that aside. There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
you know,
it could be fun.
Way to go, Vogler. Whitewater Park. Talking Rocks Cavern, Wilderness Campground, Dixie Stampede. Everybody said we needed to go to Dixie Stampede. We didn't do that one, but we went out where the hubcap pancakes were, and that was worth it. All right. Upon what type of natural wonder is Silver Dollar City built on? A pyramid, a cave, a waterfall, or a volcano? What do you guys say?
Cave.
Cave?
Cave.
Yeah, go with cave.
Cave is correct. Silver Dollar City was built atop Marvel Cave. That is true. In 1969, Silver Dollar City drew national attention on what popular television family came to the park to visit their home in the hills? Vogler, Vogler? The Beverly Hillbillies, the Seavers, the Cleavers, the Bradys. Yeah. Vogler, Vogler?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. Don't you feel bad now?
Yeah, I do.
5 episodes of the Beverly Hillbillies were filmed at Silver Dollar City. Today, the park hosts 6 festivals a year, including World Fest, hundreds of performers from around the world, and Old Time Christmas, with more than 4 million lights. How cool is that? Silver Dollar City Branson features craftsmen demonstrating American heritage crafts. Name the crafts you see at the park. Anybody?
There's the lathe turner. There's the glass blower.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good. Glass blower.
There's a leather tool maker.
There's a candle maker.
Good. Yeah, candle maker. Yep, good. Anything else?
That's 4.
How about making lye soap?
Lye soap is mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, great stuff for chickens.
10-type photo.
Poison ivy, for sure.
Poison ivy. Glass cutting, candy making, blacksmithing, glass blowing. Yeah. They used, you know, when we used to go, they had the gunsmith with the muzzleloader stuff. But even Silver Dollar City, I don't want to say anything negative, but, you know, the last couple times I went down there, they don't got no guns anymore.
Mm.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's too bad.
Heathens.
Shame on you.
Can you wait to take Enric down there?
Oh, he's going to Disney World, Branson. I told his other grandpa I'll try to fit him in when he gets a chance, but he's going to be busy at camp with me. Hendrix came to the house last night. He took over. He owns my house. Anything else? More? How about some Christmas facts? An old-time Christmas at Silver Dollar City, the park is decked out with 5 million Christmas lights. That's 440 miles of lights.
Shoo.
That's unbelievable. It says the lights on a 5-story tree are synchronized to 1/100th of a second. They can have 100 lights change every second, or 6,000 lights change per minute.
But do they still have the pork rinds, the hot pork rinds being made right there?
I don't know.
Oh.
Let's see. They won the Golden Ticket Award for the friendliest park. That's cool. General, Silver Dollar City is 100-acre Branson, Missouri. We know that. Potters at the Hill Creek Pottery Shop craft fire stoneware using 60,000 pounds of clay per year, turning out 15,000 handcraft pottery pieces. That's a lot. Wow. Sullivan Mill with its real water-powered grist mill, there's still a grist mill there, is known for its hot cinnamon bread and selection of 350 cookie cutters, believed to be the largest selection of cookie cutters in the country. Silver Dollar City ice cream makers churn out their own ice cream on site at Hannah's Ice Cream Parlor, 9,000 gallons a year with over 35 flavors. They serve 100,000 pounds of Ozark Mountain succotash per year. Why is that even in here?
No, thank you.
This is good, though. They serve more than 30,000 pounds of breaded okra. And Silver Dollar City's Brown Candy Factory makes 90,000 pounds of candy each year. Brittle fudge, hand-dipped candy.
We have 10 years of those. You stamp your own coins on that big stamper. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Here's something. How about the recycling from just from Silver Dollar City? The total of 1991 to present, cardboard 1,602 tons, miscellaneous scrap metal 623 tons, aluminum cans, you ready for this? Aluminum cans, 7 tons, motor oil 3.75 tons, mixed paper 831 tons, tires 49.25 tons, electronic waste, printer cartridges, phones, televisions 8.75 tons, batteries 1,440.5 pounds, plastic 2,075 tons.
I wonder whose job it is to compile that information.
I don't know. Can you imagine being the guy that says, hey, go to your office and tell us how much stuff we're throwing away? the Southern Gospel Picnic, and that's an awesome deal. Started in 2006, 11-day festival. They got so much cool stuff down there. I mean, you can go, look at this. You could go on and on and on. Rides and attractions, Fire in the Hole.
Ooh.
Grand, you remember that one? The Powder Keg, the Steam Train, Thunder, Wildfire, Marvel Cave, Outlaw Run. Cool. Cool stuff, huh?
This segment was brought to you by Midwest Outdoor Studios. That's okay. Live and on demand.
This is good stuff. Look, I've got eight more pages of stuff. What a neat place.
The internet.
You got to go to Branson. You got to go to Branson, right? Let's take a break.
Let's go.